Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. James Wilson Smith, Jordan and Virginia Nickens, Prima Rahman, Jordan L. Hawk, Kat Cunico, Chad Belt, Charlie, Alona Mitznefes, Arissa, Alexei Gladilovich. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 133, Dead Horse.
You sure?
No, it's fine.
It's just, Basir is busy.
No, I understand. Honestly, I'd actually appreciate your insight for this one. Just, I mean, you know, keep quiet during the statement and that.
Sure, I can do quiet.
Right. Do you want a chair?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get my legs right again.
Oh, of course.
Just ignore me. I'll stand in the corner.
Okay, then. Statement of... statement of Percy Fawcett regarding his final expedition into the Amazon. Original statement given June 27th, 1930. Audio recording by Jonathan Sims, the archivist. Statement begins. Tell nobody I am alive. I cannot be clear enough on that point. Do not try to find me after I have left. Please. All I ask is that I be allowed to live what life I have remaining in obscurity and anonymity. I will not allow myself to be found. Perhaps you will have read reports of my disappearance or death, constructing wild theories of violence at the hands of Kalapalus tribesmen or a lack of adequate supplies or preparation. I can only wish my hubris had been so mundane. I was hunting once again for the lost city of Zed. I have dreamed of it for decades, ever since I first read De Silva's account of his own discoveries in 1753. The ancient ruins, the statues and hieroglyphics, the sheer, unrivaled beauty of it all. Through the trenches and the mud of the Western Front, it was the thought of Zed that kept me going. Whispered promises of discovery. The remains of an ancient city, utterly lost to time and hidden somewhere near the Xingu River. My first expedition was alone, save for a handful of indigenous guides. I believed myself prepared, but the realities of that jungle were more than I could have foreseen. And when it finally ended, my fever-addled mind named that spot, the furthest we had reached into the jungle, Dead Horse Camp. Because that is where my horse finally fell. I retreated in defeat and resolved to return to Dead Horse Camp at a time when I was truly ready. That time was 5 years later, in 1925, and I honestly believed that this time I was going to find Zed.